Welcome back to another episode of Book Club Appetizer, the snackable podcast for kicking off your book club meetings or for enhancing your solo reading adventures. We're your hosts, Abby
and Alana.
If you've been listening to our previous episodes and like it, well, let us know. Go to iTunes and leave us a review with your thoughts.
Our monthly episodes are centered on awesome books we think you're going to love, with or without your book club. If you do gather regularly with some other readers, allow us to help spice up that basic book club meeting with some food for thought.
And if you need a delicious bite or a drink to serve at book club, or let's be serious, make for yourself and eat while you're reading, go to readitforward.com/podcast and check out the recipes we've selected to accompany this month's read. Cocktail party rye toasts and an apple and thyme martini.
Yum! That martini with its combination of tart apple and herbs is refreshing and seriously strong, so you may want to pace yourselves. We should have. And we think pretty much nothing is better than melted cheese on bread. If you agree, you'll definitely want to whip up a batch of those rye toasts. Thanks to our friends at Tastebook for hooking us up with those delicious recipes.
Every episode, we'll discuss the book we've been savoring this month and bring the author into the studio to do a quick reading and answer our most pressing questions. We hope it feels like the author is on the couch, drink in hand, right next to you. You probably know this by now, but this podcast contains plot spoilers.
You could probably hear us laughing from miles away as we read this month's book, American Housewife by Helen Ellis. This book of short stories is riotously funny and a really fast and delicious read.
Yes, I love short stories because of the freedom they give you. They're the perfect bite-sized bits of fiction that you can read in between housewifely duties like vacuuming or preparing dinner. Just kidding. The housewives in this book are a little more sordid and sardonic. Think Stepford Wives meets Desperate Housewives and you'll begin to get the picture. And I loved that the idea for these stories arose out of a Twitter account that Helen started called What I Do All Day. She started tweeting 140 character statements dripping in sarcasm, which helped her find the voice of many of the wives she writes about in the book. That Twitter account actually became the seed for the first story, and it is rife with amazing lines like, I cry because I don't have the upper arm strength to flat iron my hair.
One of my favorite stories was the play on a rigged reality TV show, which features these washed-up celebrities dumpster diving for treasures, called, of course, Dumpster Diving with the Stars.
Yes.
You know, it's completely ridiculous, and yet I could see this show on HGTV.
Yes, they should add it to the fall lineup. One story I also really loved is titled The Wainscoting War, about a fight between two neighbors over the decor of their shared penthouse hallway. All told, of course, through passive-aggressive emails that get, well, increasingly aggressive.
Yeah, aggressive is one word for it. Not all the stories are sarcastic, however. The most touching one, I thought, is called The Fitter, about a middle-aged man who is a superb bra fitter.
Oh.
Seriously. He can work magic on women, turning them, as Helen says, from Lurch Adams to Jane Russell in 2 minutes.
Wow, that's quite a transformation.
Mm-hmm. And the bittersweet part comes when it's revealed that his wife can't benefit from his services as she's had a double mastectomy due to breast cancer.
Yes, that story was really touching. And then, of course, there's the one with the advice that we should all live by, and I'm not going to ruin it, but it's simply titled, How to Be a Grown-Ass Lady.
So, go adjust your pearls, touch up your lipstick, and pour yourself another martini in a frosty glass. And when we come back, we'll have Helen Ellis with us in the studio.
Just had this interesting path to publication where you are
That's
now.
A good
I know.
Word. Interesting. Yes.
You moved to New York as a young gal, right?
A younger gal. Yes.
And you published a novel.
I did. And I published that in, I didn't. Scribner very nicely published it in 2000. And then I wrote another book and nobody published it. And I wrote another one and nobody published it. I wrote another one and nobody published it. And I quit. I was asked what do you do? I would say the truth, which was housewife. And I would be asked, what do you do all day? And so I started very secretly, even unbeknownst to my husband, a Twitter account called What I Do All Day. And it grew into a voice that I had lost. And that voice grew into stories. And here I am.
Tell me about this voice. You know, your stories have this dark edge to them. They're sometimes a little demented. Yeah, so what's fun about writing these off-kilter women?
Not censoring myself. I think I am a very polite Southern hostess during my day-to-day. I'm very happy to be an inside wife. And with the stories, I can do all the things I would never do in real life. I can host the best book club and give out the best gift bags. And I can, you know, shelter and ferry toddler and tiara types to freedom.
I loved that story.
Oh, thank you.
One of my other favorite stories, it's hard to pick, is Hello, Welcome to Book Club.
Thank you.
Which we excerpted on
yes.
Read It Forward.
Yes.
This podcast was called Book Club Appetizer, so
it's a perfect fit.
It's a perfect fit. Have you had any nightmarish, crazy, wild experiences in book club?
I have belonged to many book clubs. My current book club is a classic, trashy book club. Mm-hmm. And my book club is my, you know, they have my back. It's a strong group of women. It's three prosecutors, a decorator, a PI turned housewife, an internet cat lady, and myself. And we've been together several years, so I find great solace and great support in book clubs.
Okay, if you were casting the movie version of Wainscoting Wars,
oh God,
who would you cast?
Oh my gosh.
That to me was so fun. Women emailing back and forth.
Nobody's asked me that before. So we'd need an older lady and a younger, when I say younger, probably like 40-something year old to play the other. I've never thought about it. The first person that comes to mind for the older lady is Julia Sugarbaker from Designing Women, but now Dixie Carter, she has passed. But she's very grandamish and would be very good at it. Oh my gosh, the Dowager, Maggie Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And we all know she can put on many accents. She would be great. And then the 40-something-year-old, she has to be sort of modern New York, maybe a Deborah Messing type.
Yeah.
Or, you know, who's I enjoy is Allie Wentworth, something like that. She would be great in that role.
Okay, so this, I think, is so cool about you. You are a competitive poker player.
I just played in Australia.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I don't go often alone to a casino in a strange country, but I went and played a nightly tournament. I did not cash, but it was still very ballsy of me.
Oh,
I think the more I play, the better I get.
Yeah.
You just get into a groove. It's like anything, I guess.
I think this volume of stories is so funny. It's addictive. They're like little treats.
Macaroon.
Yes, exactly. A macaroon that you sneak after everyone's gone to bed. I read these in like a day.
Oh, it was so fun.
You're like, oh, well, don't tell me that. It took me many days to write them.
I'm very happy. It's like a ride at Disney World. You wait for, you know, 2 hours and it lasts a great, like, 30 seconds. So that's fantastic.
And the reception has been amazing, right?
Yes.
Have you just been blown away?
I have. I really am. I had very realistic and low expectations. I really just thought, let it find a home, let it find print. It exceeded every expectation of what would happen. So I'm still in this very happy dream bubble. I mean, you can't bust it.
And now, thanks to Penguin Random House Audio, we have an excerpt from the audiobook version of American Housewife by Helen Ellis. It's one of our favorite chapters, fittingly titled Hello, Welcome to Book Club, narrated by Lisa Cordeleon. Check out the full audiobook for more great stories, narrated by Dorothy Dillingham Blue, Kathleen McInerney, and Rebecca Lohman.
Hello, welcome to Book Club. I'm your hostess. My book club name is Mary Beth. We all have book club names at Book Club. Why, dear? Well, really, why not? The girl who brought you here goes by Dolores. The ladies on the red sofa name themselves after TV judges. The ladies on the gray sofa name themselves after the Supremes. The ladies at the buffet table chose Bethany, Marjorie, and Aretha. The elderly lady dozing off in the egg chair calls herself Jane. If you decide to join us, you can give yourself a book club name. We'll laminate a bookmark with your new name on it. We'll hole punch a tassel. You can keep your bookmark in whatever book you're reading. It doesn't have to be a book club book. But your book club name will be a secret name that only we call you. Trust me, you'll like it. It feels like a dollar bill in your bra. That's right, Jane. I'm talking about bras at book club again. Look who's awake. Jane's our grand dame. She's 90 years young. She's what you call a real New Yorker, meaning she's loaded. When it comes to Jane's money, think of a crazy amount of money, lottery money that you'd like as a windfall. Imagine $100 bills funneling around you like a tornado of financial freedom. Now double that money. Honestly, triple it. Then add a billion. It sounds better than handing out towels at Flywheel, doesn't it, dear? Yes, I bet it does. I met Jane at a library lecture by Stephen King. Can you believe this sweet-looking lady who has Chanel suits like some girls have days of the week underpants loves horror novels? She sure does. And that means from time to time, book club loves them too. Personally, I think her love of blood and guts and things that go mwah-ha-ha in the night has to do with her want to invest time and money into things more horrible than what's happened to her in real life. Jane survived two husbands. One had a stroke and one's mistress shot him dead in a sex swing. And three children. Car accident, ski accident, and one fell off the roof of her house. My dear, please don't concern yourself. Jane's fine. They all died years ago. And here's what nobody tells you. Losing a child isn't the end of the world. Life goes on. And more often than not, goes on quite nicely. Just look at Jane with her feet up on my coffee table. Have you ever seen a woman look more relaxed? Dolores, would you refill Jane's scotch and soda, please, and thank you?
Thanks for listening, readers. We have some reader questions on our site, in addition to a fun Spotify playlist that will have you tapping your toes and singing along to these feel-good songs. All by women, of course.
And if you liked this book and want to read more like it, we'll post a few recommendations on readitforward.com/podcast. We'll be producing monthly podcasts for fantastic books we think you should read with your book club. So whenever you need something new to read, come check out what we've been devouring.
If you're liking our podcast or have a suggestion for us, let us know. Go to iTunes and write a review, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter, @ReadItForward, and tweet about books with us.
Happy reading, and cheers!